Thank you very much, Melinda. Our next speaker is Mary Beth Hance. Mary Beth is a senior policy advisor in the Division of Quality, Evaluations, and Health Outcomes at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She focuses on preventive health issues and is the lead for the VFC program at CMS. Mary Beth has been at CMS for over 20 years and has spent most of that time working on a variety of Medicaid issues. Mary Beth?
Thank you, Nancy. And I'm very happy to be a part of this conference. I'm going to talk about the Vaccines for Children program, primarily focusing on the administration fees, and also talk briefly about a provision in the Affordable Care Act that includes an increase in payment for primary care physicians. As Dr. Wharton said, the Vaccines for Children program is a federal program that provides vaccines to eligible children at no cost to families or providers. The federal government purchases vaccines and distributes them to states and providers enrolled in the VFC program. VFC is jointly administered by CMS and CDC. Children eligible for the VFC program are under age 19 and either enrolled in Medicaid, uninsured, not insured with respect to the vaccine, and therefore receive vaccines in federally qualified health centers or rural health centers, or are an Indian, as defined by the Indian Health Care Improvement Act. In order to participate in the VFC program, providers have to register with CDC. Since the vaccine product is provided by the federal government, providers are not reimbursed for the vaccine. Instead, they are paid an administration fee that covers the cost of administering the vaccine. Each state has a maximum administration fee. State maximum administration fees were published in an October 1994 Federal Register notice. CMS is currently in the process of updating this maximum administration fee through the rulemaking process. States have the flexibility to establish the administration fee rate for their state's Medicaid program. However, it cannot exceed the maximum amount for the state that is set by CMS, which is the amount that was published in the Federal Register notice. To change the Medicaid rate, a state must submit a state plan amendment to CMS. Families of children enrolled in VFC, because the child is uninsured or underinsured, can be charged an administration fee. A provider can charge the family up to the state's maximum administration fee. However, the provider cannot deny administration of the vaccine because of the family's inability to pay the administration fee. Shifting to a provision of the Affordable Care Act, Section 1202 of the Affordable Care Act increases the payments for services provided by certain primary care physicians in calendar years 2013 and 2014. And specifically includes vaccine administration. It requires payment by state Medicaid agencies of at least the Medicare rates in effect in calendar years 2013 and 2014, or, if greater, the payment rate that would be applicable using the calendar year 2009 Medicare Physician Fee Schedule Conversion Factor. The provision specifically identifies vaccine administration codes. The codes the codes that are included are 90460, 90461, 90471, 72, 73, and 74, or their successor codes. For years 2013 and 2014, the federal medical assistance percentage, or the match rate, will be 100% for the difference between the Medicaid state plan rate in effect on July 1, 2009, and the amount required to be paid under Section 1902A13C of the Social Security Act. CMS will issue a notice of proposed rulemaking to promote uniform implementation by states of the payment requirements from this provision. The proposed rule will address all primary care services specified in statute, including vaccine administration. Thank you very much.